Yes, yes. Microphone check. 1, 2. What is this? What up? If you can hear my voice and you know where the chat is, you can put your name of the business that you have in the chat room and tell me what you do. All right, put that in the chat room for me while I introduce myself. My name is Noel A. Booker Sr. With Business Credit Builder. .us LLC. And what we do at Business Credit Builder is help entrepreneurs build their business credit and access funding. Today, we're going to be talking about the funding that you can access from the IRS. Okay. I got a lot of information. We're going to record this. Y'all can watch this on YouTube. We're going to go really fast. I think at the end we'll do the questions because just let me get through this information. And this is brand new to me. I just got this this presentation. So I have not even gone through the presentation. I think I went through it once, just viewing it. And I didn't get a chance to really go through it, to prepare, to present it. Okay, so y'all got to bear with me. All right? All right. This is big things. Big things coming up here. Okay, let me share my screen. How about that? Okay. All right. What's up, everybody? What the deal is? Okay. Okay, so now you should be able to see my screen, and you should be able to see ERC Pros, Bank Breezy, and David Allen Capital logos, respectively. Okay. Let's see if we get this better. No, I'm gonna keep it like it is. Okay. Thank y'all for coming. All right. We got in the building. Let's see what we got here. Charlene, what up? Happy Thriving Thursday, everyone, and make it an amazing day from Charlene. Javon is in here. Charlene, what's up? She's from Atlanta, Georgia, owner TGK Trucking. I've heard you again putting paragraphs up in here. Okay, Zachy, and I am a content creator and fashion designer. Okay, sorry, we'll have to log off for a few, but this is the old dude. Okay, he's coming back or whatever, or right out. Okay, bet. Okay, they praying for me to, she's a registered nurse, she's praying for my well-being. Plenty of rest and stay hydrated, she said. Okay. Chief Operating Officer of Rebecca Company. All right, CEO. The Chief Operating Officer, the COO. Nigga Ward. Okay. LaShawn is in here. Professional building cleaning. All right. Okay, so let's get this thing going. Okay. All right, you see these logos, right? ERC Pros, Bank Breezy, David Allen Capital. ERC Pros is the CPA firm that is handling processing the ERCs. Bank Breezy is a company that already has an existence with David Allen Capital, by which it facilitates the online content, the travel of content. Like when you fill out your application, Bank Breezy decides from the answers you put in the application where it goes to get funded. On our David Allen Capital portal, right? For applications, right? So they handle the processing of the information and sending the information to the lenders, right? And David Allen Capital, I am an independent agent of, so I am qualified, bona fide, as an agent of the products of David Allen Capital. And one of the, which we have different products for David Allen Capital, which one is cash flow funding, another is consumer financing, another is payment processing, where we help you save money on payment processing if you accept credit cards for your business. Okay. So that's the rundown on that, right? I just wanted to let you know the key players that's going to make this happen, right? Okay, now, understanding U.S. business taxes, payroll taxes. Payroll taxes exist to fund government assistance programs such as Medicare, Social Security, and unemployment. Employers and employees generally share this tax liability. It's the responsibility of the business owner to withhold these taxes from their employees' paychecks and send them to the IRS on their behalf. Payroll taxes are taxes. Okay, this is understanding business financials. Payroll taxes are taxes imposed.
Excuse me, are you sharing? Because we can't see anything.
Oh, y'all can't see nothing? Oh,
no, just the water. Thank you.
We get this. I appreciate that. Hold on 1 second. Let's see what we can do here. I don't know why it's not sharing. I'm going to stop the share and start it all over. We should be sharing screen 2. Okay. Here we go. All right. Now, DLC, ERC Pros, Bank Breezy, and the David Allen Capital logos. Charlene, seeing that you was the one that pointed it out, confirm that you can see.
Yes, we can see.
Thank you very much. All right. Okay. Okay, so I went through this screen right here already. I told you about the ERC Pros, Bank Breezy, and David Allen Capital and their relationship in processing these ERCs, right? And now I taught you about understanding U.S. business taxes, and now we're on understanding business financials. Payroll taxes are taxes imposed on employers or employees and are usually calculated as a percentage of the salaries that employees pay their employees. Salaries that employers pay their employees, that's what it's supposed to be. And this was just thrown together for this stuff, right? So there might be a couple typos in here. Okay. These are filed using the 941 tax form, okay? So employers that have employees, they file the 941 tax form quarterly, which shows how much the employee was paying and how much the employer was paying, okay? Profit and loss. The purpose of the profit and loss statement is to show the company's revenues and expenditures over a specified period of time, right? So this is an example of a profit and loss statement, right? Where it has your revenues, you deduct your expenses, you deduct those expenses from the revenues, and it comes up with your net income for that time period, okay? Now we have payroll reports. A payroll report is a document that employers use to verify their tax liabilities or cross-check financial data. This report should include rate, pay rates, check numbers, dates, and gross pay. Okay, payroll report. Now, payroll companies. Most businesses use a payroll company software to keep track of their employees' rates and time cards. Because of this, we have implemented a tool called Finch that will help in getting the payroll information. So, ERC Pros uses a program called Finch that pulls all of your payroll data, okay? And the different companies that are payroll companies are ADP, Paycheck, Flex. There's also Square Payroll. So all the major payroll processing companies, okay? So we go in there, we pull out the data that we need, okay? What is the ERC? The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, aka the CARES Act. The Employee Retention Credit is a payroll tax credit designed to reward businesses for retaining employees during COVID-19. The credit was initially signed into law March 2020 as part of the CARES Act. The credit was later expanded upon with the Consolidation Appropriations Act in December 2020 and the American Rescue Plan Act in June 2021. Business owners can receive a refundable credit of up to $5,000 per employee in 2020 and $7,000 per employee per quarter, excluding the fourth quarter in 2021 for qualified wages, okay? So this is where the money's coming from, all right? Let me go back over that piece right there. Business owners can receive a refundable credit of up to $5,000 per employee in 2020, $7,000 per employee per quarter, excluding the fourth quarter in 2021. All right? Boom. How do you qualify is the major question. Okay, there are two qualification methods. The first one is if you had significant decline in gross receipts. For calendar year 2020, a significant decline in gross receipts begins when gross receipts are less than 50% of gross receipts for the same calendar quarter in 2019 and ends in the first calendar quarter after the calendar quarter in which gross receipts are greater than 80% of gross receipts of the same quarter calendar quarter in 2019. For calendar year 2020, a decline in gross receipts is defined as a quarter where gross receipts are less than 80% of the same quarter in 2019. The second way to qualify is the full or partial suspension of business operations due to a governmental order. An employer may also be considered eligible for the ERC if its operations are fully or partially suspended during a calendar quarter due to orders from an appropriate governmental authority limiting commerce, travel, group meetings, for commercial, social, religious, or other purposes due to COVID-19. And the government orders caused a more than nominal impact to the business. So this is very broad. And there's a lot of stuff that goes into the calculations of this stuff, right? But basically, if your business was affected because, let's say, there was a government order saying people couldn't come into your establishment. There's so many people per square footage or whatever. There's limited amount of people that got that can come into your establishment. You couldn't provide the services that you normally could provide because of supply issues. Something that you were getting, the government mandated an order, and now you couldn't get the supplies that you needed. Things like this. This is what they're talking about here, okay? Now, it doesn't, like the first one, significant decline in gross receipts. Now, your business may have increased in sales, but it could still be adversely affected by COVID, right? Because you might have, like if you're a restaurant, right? You might have had to change up and do takeout orders, right? But it affected your business, right? You still got to get money, but it has still affected your business. You couldn't have people come in, so that slowed down your business, right? And so you could have been making the money inside as well as doing the takeout, you see? So it did slow down your business. You could have grew greater, okay? So if you think you qualified, then I would, if you even think that you're close to qualified, I would consider doing this. Just to see, because the process that I'm about to explain to you does not cost, all right? It does not cost up front. It costs on the back end. And through the preliminary screenings, they'll figure out whether or not you're going to be able to qualify or not, or whether or not your file is worth it, okay? Because they're not going to take on everyone. Like, ERC pros, they have CPAs, tax CPAs that works on this and that knows the governmental orders, right? So they're not going to take on anyone. The lower ones, they're not going to take on. If they think they can bring you the business about $5,000, then they'll work on it. If it's less than that, then it's not worth it for them, okay? And they'll let you know about that, you know, in the beginning processes. Okay, startup companies. New businesses that opened after February 15th, 2020 can qualify for the startup credit. Bam. Could not have grossed over $1 million in a previous year of the credit year. If business owner is opening a new location of the same type of business and other aggregated businesses, or this new business did over $1 million in gross revenue previous to 2021, and new businesses will not qualify for startup money. Okay. Qualified W-2 wages paid in quarter three and quarter four of 2021 can receive the credit. This credit maxes out at $50,000 per quarter. Additionally, it maxes out at $7,000 per employee. Company still has the ability to qualify for ERC based on governmental orders and qualifying quarters. Okay? At ERC Pros, we pride ourselves on extensive research at 100% in-house process to help business owners maximize the employee retention credit, okay? So our ERC Pros does not outsource any portion of these calculations. We want to be responsible and do it right ourselves, okay? having it in-house and not sourcing it out helps us control the process, okay? Every deal is attached with a unique identifier to track from the source. Each client will be processed in-house. We do not outsource any of our accounting or credit substantiation. We abide by all IRS guidelines. Documents are gathered and reviewed in detail by our data specialist and calculation team. Our three levels of calculation ensures that the client will get a maximized credit. The government orders team. Okay, so we have a government orders team, and they are experts at just government orders. Our district governmental orders team, led by experienced tax attorneys, identifies and reviews possible mandates with specifics on date ranges that could qualify clients. Okay. We audit ready deliverable. Each client receives a 50 plus page packet breaking down their business has breaking down what their business has qualified for and why. So that down the road, if the IRS comes back to you, we're going to give you the documentation to provide them to substantiate the credit that we give you, right? So we're going to know that the credit that we give you is correct. Okay. Okay, starting point. This is the starting point. So when you go to our website, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see this. Now, all right, if you want to follow along with this right here, you can do that by going to my website, businesscreditbuilder.us. There is a tab on the top that says business loans. You will click that and then click the DAC logo. When you get to the DAC logo, you'll see a DAC page. And on the top, there is a button that says employee tax credits. Okay. You see that right there? It'll say employee tax credits. And then you can scroll down and you can follow along. Okay. So this is stuff that when you get started, this is one of the first things you see. You are eligible if you had W-2 employees in 2020 or 2021 and any of the following. Okay, if you had a reduction in revenue, if your business was impacted by a governmental mandate, if your business started after February 15, 2020, okay? That's the first three questions they're going to ask you. These are qualifying questions. All right? Then we come down to this page, where we actually put in the your information, right? The ERCs up to 26,000 per employee. You see all that information. You can go in there, and as you fill out the application, that's the information that's there, right? Then you put in your name, your last name, all this personal information, right? Now, then on the right-hand side, what we have here, did you pay wages in 2020? Yes, no. Go down to the next. Did you experience a downturn in sales in 2021? Yes, no. Go to the next. Was there a governmental order that negatively affected your business operations in 2020 or 2021? Yes, no. Go to the next. Did you start a new business after February 15th, yes, no, go to the next, okay? So you answer those truthfully, go to the next, right? Then it'll give you an answer right there on the spot. Congratulations, based on your responses, we believe you qualify for an ERC. Bank Breezy partnered with licensed CPAs at ERC Pros. And then you got the button right there to click to continue qualifying. No upfront retainer is required for this. Only pay if and when you receive your credit, right? So this is how it breaks down. They're going to file your credit on the 941X form. See, so your business should have already filed the 941 form, right? Now you, if you're the owner, you particularly might not have filed it. If you have like a tax service, they might have, part of those tax services that they file these documents for you, okay? Okay, application questions. Before you begin, please read carefully, right? So it's gonna give you all this information here. Full-time employees average for 2019. The full-time employee considered someone that works 30 hours per week. So they're gonna calculate what your average employee count, full-time employee count is, right? Now, if you got one full-time employee and everybody's part-time, that don't matter. You still gonna count, okay? Gross receipts by the quarter, total deposits, sales, not including PPP funds. Specifics about government shutdowns, shutdowns that impacted the operation of your business or your supplier's business, okay? So they're gonna be getting all this information from you. So the person doing this needs to be someone that is knowledgeable of the operations of the business, evidently, right? Usually the accountant, the CPA that's running, doing the books and stuff like that, right? Okay, did you pay any W-2 wages in 2020 or 2021? The ERC credit is calculated as a percentage of W-2 wages paid. 1099 wages do not qualify. Note, the wages of majority owners over 50% and the immediate relatives, even if paid W-2, do not qualify for the ERC program. Wages for all other W-2 employees still qualify. So the wages for yourself and your family, immediate family, do not count, okay? Okay. How many PPP loans did you receive? Don't have the details of your PPP loan at this time, no problem. Just click unsure and move forward. We can gather this information later, okay? So they're going through the steps, right? Because the PPP, if you did get a PPP, that's gonna come back, it's gonna lower your ERC. If you got one PPP and didn't get the other PPP, then that's to your benefit, right? Okay. Okay. Does anyone own more than 51% of this company? This is crucial because this is helping in with the calculations. Okay. W-2 wages of majority owners or their family members don't qualify for the ERC credit. Please list any names that apply, okay? So they're getting all that information from you right there, you see? Do any of the owners own other businesses? Yes or no? When answering the total W-2 employee information on future questions, you must include the totals for all businesses. Okay. Did you start business before January 1st, 2019? Yes or no? Did your business start production? When did your business start production. How many full-time employees did you average in 2019? The average full-time employee, okay? And they'll make all these calculations. If you don't have the calculation, they'll do all the calculations, all right? A full-time employee is classified as someone that worked at least 30 hours per week or 130 hours per month in 2019. Remainder is remember, this question is based on the average amount of employees during 2019. The IRS aggregate rule requires majority owners over 50% to combine the full-time employees counts of all companies that were majority owners in during 2020 for this question. Okay, I'm not gonna read over the example, but you'll get the gist of that, right? Okay. Was there a government order that negatively affected your business operations in 2020 and or 2021? Please reference the IRS notices pertaining to 2020 qualifications. Notice 2021-11, okay? Order from the city's mayor, state emergency proclamation, curfew order, work order closures for cleaning, stuff like that. All that stuff affected your business, okay? Okay, hope y'all sticking with me. And then, as you proceed here, the system will give you an estimated number of what your credit could be, okay? You could qualify for up to, and then they'll put the number there. It's not an exact number, it's just an estimate so that you as the business owner would know, are you wasting your time? Is this gonna be worth it for me doing this, right? So that's what it's gonna look like. What quarters do you remember having governmental orders that affected business operations? Please provide a brief description of how your business was negatively impacted by governmental orders. Okay? You see that? They're getting the information that affects the governmental orders. And you need to be, you know, like in this section here, you need to be like as much detail as possible, so that the governmental agency group can have all the information that they need to find those situations that impacted, the mandates that impacted your business, okay? Submit the ERC order. We could qualify for up to, and then it gives you a number, right? Once we evaluate your documents, then you give them your contact information so they can contact you during the process. During the process, they'll be contacting you to gather up information, right? Okay, so then it says you completed the survey and information have been successfully submitted. We will need documents to further process your claim. After they have been submitted and reviewed, your claim will be submitted to the IRS. Thank you for choosing ERC Pros. Okay? So it gives you the information on what they're going to contact you, give you the documents that they need, tell you how to upload them, and continue on. There's a no-cost assessment. Okay? So that's what's going to happen at this point, that they're gonna assess your whole situation. After they gathered all the information through those questions we went over, now they're gonna go into the details and really assess your situation, okay? Our CPAs perform a full ERC analysis for your business. You have 100% visibility on your credit and direct communication with our CPAs. Email confirmation. First email is to confirm the accuracy of the questionnaire answers. Welcome to the Canopy email, Canopy task email. Upload documents, the 941 tax documents, the payroll summaries, report and loss, profit and loss statements. Calculate and governmental orders. Calculate based off revenue. Substantiate specific governmental orders. And five is to sign the contract and file with the IRS. So they go over all the details. They look over everything with you. You sign off on it. Then they file the 941X, the amended 941 for the quarters in question. And that is what gives you your money. It's like a refund. It's from money you already paid in payroll taxes that you are getting back, okay? What other information is on here? In this email is the option to use Finch to connect their payroll company for easy document transfer, okay? Inside Canopy, the client will upload the documents and fill out our accountant questionnaire. This will ensure we are making all the proper calculations and funding additional dates for credits where revenue may not have qualified. Okay. Now, so ERC Pros, they're not a willy-nilly company. They have a systematic process to process your forms. Okay. You see, this is the format here. Let me see if I can make sense out of this thing here. Like I said, this is like one of the first times. This is like the second time I'm glancing at this, right? Okay, so we got your questionnaire filled out right there. Your task created. Then we're waiting on the documents. Then they got call attempt. They got all the systematic processes in place. Documents received, full documents received, ready for review, ready for signature, out for signature, sign, file, invoice, paid, okay? So once they send it to the IRS is gonna take some time to process it. And they also say that the IRS has hired more people to process these ERCs. So the process is being done faster at the IRS. The process could take about 8 months, give or take. You know, with the IRS, you're just waiting, right? So that's about as long as it takes, about 8 months. Every situation is different, right? The guy was telling me that the higher your credit, the longer the wait, just about, okay? But once they send you your check, ERC Pros and DAC will get a notification and ERC Pros will invoice you, I think it's 20% of what you will get, okay? 20% of what you will get, all right? And boom. Okay, so what is this here? This is your sign-in, so you can follow the process. They're gonna give you your own login, so you can follow your documents through the process, okay? That's what I think this one is. And then, and this is where you upload your documents. So you'll go in there and have an opportunity to upload your documents to your client file, okay? Detailed payroll report, required information, check date, employee name, gross pay amount, all that information, 941 forms, question 1, 2, 3, boom, boom, boom. You see? So this is where you upload your documents. Part of the upload process is helping our accounting team know the specific business and their operations. One thing we need to know is the equity breakdown and if there is a controlled group that needs to be aggregated for the qualification. Second, we need to understand how the business was affected through business operations and their possible suppliers and the effects those suppliers, business operations, and shutdowns affected clients' business. This will help expedite the filing of your client. Okay. We will stay in contact with client through the portal for any additional items that are needed. This will also trigger an email to client so they will be notified of additional items needed without having to log into the portal. Okay. Business questionnaire. So this is more questions here. Help us know who to reach out to if we have additional questions. Adding the company's website helps the governmental orders team understand what type of business they run. Okay. So they're going to be asking you all these little questions. Okay. Let's see. Did you start your business after January 1st, 2019? Okay, that's one of the questions, right? Breaking down the cap tables helps us know who the control group of the business is. This also helps with majority ownership and family membership and family member employees that will be removed from the calculation. Okay. So they get all these details and they're going to work it all out. If yes, we need to know what other businesses they own so we can see if the aggregate rule is needed. And I'm not too clear on that aggregate rule, right? But if y'all got some questions that I cannot answer, then y'all can email me and I can get the answers, right? If yes, we need to know the following details to calculate properly, okay? So they're going through all this stuff. And these are the CPAs that's doing this, okay? A lot of CPAs, existing CPAs, don't know about this. They don't know the new rules. They don't know the mandates, okay? That's why this is so important. Not anybody can do this, okay? Not any CPA can do this, okay? You need tax people to do this. You need people that know the mandates. Okay. Did you receive a grant under the shuttered revenue, the shuttered venue operations grant? They need to know that. Okay. Did you receive a work opportunity tax credit? They need to know that type of stuff. If yes on one and two, we need to know the details that follow to calculate properly. Try to be specific to how you operated. What changed? What did it change? Why did it change? Don't use generalizations like we had a hard time staying in business and getting people in the doors. Be specific, like our restaurant makes its business off of having people dining in. We aren't allowed to have enough people in the seats to make our profits. So we started a takeout program. Additionally, speak to products and suppliers and where they are located and what may have caused a lack of supplies or ability to do business. Don't use generalizations like we couldn't get inventory because things were shut down nationwide. Be specific, like we sell nuts and bolts, both, but we excuse me. We sell nuts and bolts, but we don't, but we couldn't get nuts and bolts because the factory that makes nuts and bolts in Detroit was shut down. Because of this, we started selling screws and a different supplier's nuts and bolts. Okay. Our governmental orders team will find specific dates to substantiate these details, but any approximate dates will help them narrow down the searches themselves. All of these questions will help narrow down specific operations that were affected. Okay, so home health companies. Okay, do you provide home health care services outside the patient's private home residence? Okay. At either an assisted living facility, long-term nursing facility, or memory residential care facility? If so, what percentage of your clients receive care somewhere other than a private residence? Please describe below. So they're trying to get all the type of information depending on the type of business, right? And there's a lot of businesses that were affected by COVID, okay? Not all fields will apply to every business. Fill out as many as possible to maximize the calculations available. Going forward, receiving this questionnaire will be an equal part to the document upload process. So all of these details are necessary for them to make the calculation, in which you can get up to $26,000 per employee, okay? So the last steps for the client, deposit checks in the business bank account. Checks should be made out to the name of your business. You will need to deposit the checks into your business bank account. Deposit checks separately by themselves. When you deposit the checks at the bank, do not combine the checks with other checks. When the check deposit appears on your bank statement, you want it to be shown as a line item. You do not want this deposit to get mixed in with normal business receipts. This will help your tax preparer and bookkeeper ensure the funds are properly categorized for tax purposes. Inform your bookkeeper immediately. Inform whoever manages your business accounting records. Example, QuickBooks categorization about these checks. They can help ensure the deposit does not get grouped together with normal business receipts. Inform your tax preparer immediately. Whomever prepares your tax returns at tax time should also be informed about these deposits. There are special tax implications that need to be accounted for, which the IRS detailed in Notice 2021-20. Questions 60 and 61, and Notice 2021-49, Section C. Okay. Understand tax implications before spending funds. Based on Notice 2021-20 and Notice 2021-49 from the IRS, the income from employee retention will impact your 2020 and 2021 business tax returns. And it will likely see an increase in taxes as a result. You will want to make sure you understand the impact of these taxes before using the employee retention credit funds for other purposes. Pay ERC Pro's fee. Once you receive the funds, the fees are due for the services provided by ERC Pros. Our accounting team will reach out to you with details on how to make your payment. The ELC Pro's fee is tax deductible, which may help reduce current year taxes. Okay. And that's the end of that presentation. Do we have any questions that I might be able to answer? Because this is over my head, too. I mean, I'm catching up. But. What was that, DeMarcus?
So I've been trying to, I'm just following up on everything. But as far as, like, paying employees, a lot of stuff I did was Cash App, cash payments, et cetera. So does that, like, disqualify me?
Well, those 1099s, those are 1099 employees, right?
Yeah, because basically I'm a new business, so I'm still like in the hustling stage, but I haven't paid out so much money and so many different things.
Right. So those payments that you made, cash payments like that, those would not qualify. This is for people that they are actually on a payroll, right? So the employees are getting the check and they are getting the taxes deducted from their check. And then the employer is matching those payments. So they're deducting money out of the employee's check. And then the employer matches that and sends into the IRS money also. Okay.
Okay.
So you would not qualify for that one.
Okay.
This is for employers that file the 941 quarterly tax forms. Anybody else got some questions? Is this information useful? Anybody got some questions? I know y'all got some questions. Or y'all still taking the information in. I can understand that because there was a lot of information. It's some over-the-head information, too. There's some information in there that not the average person knows about, right? So that's why if you're a business, you got a tax professional doing your books, doing your payroll, have them look over this. I'm going to put this webinar on my YouTube channel. You'll get an email that'll let you know what the deal is. All right? So we're going to put this up within a day. It'll be up on YouTube, and you can look back over it, get the details, take your notes, boom, boom, bam. Talk to the people that you need to talk to that's doing your stuff. Any more questions from anybody? No? You sure? All right. This could mean up to $26,000 per employee. Okay? To sign up for this, right? Go to my website, businesscreditbuilder.us, and click on business loans. You know what? I should put an ERC button on there. So maybe by tomorrow, I'll have an ERC button on my front page. I might do that. Okay. Anybody got some questions? You could type it in the chat. You can open up your mic. Any concerns about this? What? What's that? Nah. Okay, everybody. Y'all know the routine. If y'all need to ask me some more questions later on, you can schedule a free business credit consultation, which is my scheduler, right? By going to businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. I'll put that in the chat. Let me put that in the chat. Consult. Businesscreditbuilder.us/consult. If you got some more questions, that's what you do. All right. Well, if you ain't got no questions, we're going to be out. I know y'all got stuff to do. I got stuff to do. I just want to make sure I got this information to you. This is brand new. Well, not brand new, but a lot of people don't know about this. Like the PPPs, it was in the news and a lot of information was circulated about the PPPs, but there's not a lot of information being circulated about this right here, right? So if y'all know people that have employees, sign them up, let them know what's going on, all right? So no more questions. We're going to be out like shout. What up? All right, everybody. Y'all have a good day. Productive. I hope this information was good for you. If you are watching this on YouTube, make sure you like, subscribe, and make a comment. That helps us out on the YouTube deal, right? All right. Everybody have a good day. Talk to y'all later. Peace.